This is Akashvani. The news read by Tanvi Khurana. Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan will be the NDA's candidate for the upcoming vice presidential election. BJP National President and Union Minister J.P. Nadda made the announcement while addressing the media following the party's parliamentary board meeting in New Delhi last evening. He said all constituent parties of National Democratic Alliance supported the decision.
संसदीय बोर्ड की बैठक में जिसका नेतृत्व प्रधानमंत्री नरेंद्र मोदी की उपस्थिति में हुआ सभी पहलुओं पर चर्चा हुई और नामों पर विस्तृत रूप से जो पार्टी में एक्सरसाइज हुई थी उन सारे एक्सरसाइज के बारे में डेलिब्रेशन हुआ सुझाव मांगे गए और उसके बाद फिर ये तय हुआ कि हमारे उपराष्ट्रपति के प्रत्याशी के रूप में महाराष्ट्र के राज्यपाल श्री चंद्रपुरम पुन्नास्वामी राधाकृष्णन जी उनको हम एनडीए का प्रत्याशी बनाएंगे और वो एनडीए के प्रत्याशी के रूप में रहेंगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the decision of the NDA. In a social media post, Mr. Modi highlighted that in his long years in public life, Mr. Radhakrishnan has distinguished himself through his dedication, humility and intellect. Meanwhile, the Minister of Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnav, also congratulated Mr. Radhakrishnan on being nominated as NDA's vice presidential candidate. The vice presidential election will be held on 9th of next month. The Election Commission of India has uploaded the list of 65 lakh voters whose names were removed from the Bihar draft electoral roll published on 1st of August after the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise. The list of voters whose names were included in the Bihar voter list till 2025 but are not included in the draft roll have been uploaded on the official website of the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO, Bihar. The Bihar CEO office, in its note, it says that the BLOs, with the help of booth-level agents appointed by political parties, other local public representatives and other officials, have prepared the list of voters whose enumeration slips have not been received. The publication of the excluded voters under the Special Intensive Revision SIR exercise in poll-bound Bihar came after the interim order of the Supreme Court. The apex court had directed the Election Commission of India on Thursday to publish the names of 65 lakh voters excluded from the draft electoral roll, including reasons behind their exclusion. Chinese Foreign Minister and member of the Politburo of the Communist Party of China, Wang Yi, will be on a two-day visit to India beginning today. He is visiting India at the invitation of National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. During the visit, the Chinese Foreign Minister will hold the 24th round of the Special Representative's talk on the India-China boundary question with India's Special Representative, Mr. Doval. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart. Top European leaders will join Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Washington today for a crucial meeting with US President Donald Trump as pressure mounts for a swift resolution to the ongoing war in Ukraine. The high-profile delegation includes UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz, European Commission President and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. The leaders are hoping to reinforce Zelensky's position and ensure that any proposed peace terms do not undermine Ukraine's sovereignty or long-term security. In a social media post, Trump teased big progress on Russia, but no offered any details, raising speculation over the direction and content of the upcoming negotiations. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Goa, Maharashtra and Gujarat during the next 7 days. IMD has issued red colour warning for extremely heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, Odisha, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Konkan, Goa and Madhya Maharashtra today. The Met Department also said that heavy to very heavy rainfall is expected at isolated places over Gujarat, Vidarbha, Madhya Pradesh, Marathwada, Kerala and Mahe today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.